Right, let's speak to Tina McKenzie this morning, who's the policy chair of the Federation of Small Business in Northern Ireland. Tina, morning to you.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning. So is this proposed deal good for business in Northern Ireland?
First of all, the certainty that we finally now have a deal is good for business across the UK.
Well, you don't have a deal, of course. But...
Well, no, we have the withdrawal agreement here. Now, we haven't had anything for 2.5 years, and we haven't been sitting on our hands. Unlike some people, we've been working on solutions and working on things that can help Northern Ireland. Now, this particular deal, there's compromises for everyone. And unfortunately, that's life. And I say that some politicians need to understand that in business, we're compromising every day. And to get a deal, you have to compromise. Now, what this means for us in Northern Ireland is we get to protect jobs. Every business organisation I know across the province has actually sighed a sigh of relief about the fact that we get to trade across the United Kingdom unfettered, and we get to trade across Europe unfettered. That is a good day for Northern Ireland.
Geoffrey Donaldson's telling you haven't read it, you don't understand it.
Well, that's quite funny, isn't it? I think it's absolutely hilarious. I've read it, and the experts across the business organisations and policy chiefs and a lot of the people within business have read it.
He's telling you, don't know. Let's have a listen to what Geoffrey, this is a summary of what the DUP's Geoffrey Donaldson has said about you all.
But with respect, I believe they are wrong. I don't believe they've read the detail of this. I asked them tonight. They haven't read the 500 pages. They haven't had legal advice, as we have had, on the detail of all of this. And therefore, okay. I say with respect to them, and we will meet them. We're going to meet with all of the, of those representatives. We will explain our position fully. I just think they're wrong. There are serious constitutional and economic implications of this deal for Northern Ireland that will have a detrimental impact in the medium to long term on our economy, and we are very clear about that.
Okay. Oh, I think Northern Ireland is absolutely written on her heart as.
So you haven't read it, you don't understand it, and you haven't got lawyers.
Well, there you are. I think in this instance, the people are very much ahead of the politicians, and there's no surprise there because that's happening more and more. At the end of the day, we've got a number of weeks before the end of March. We're 2.5 years down the line. I haven't heard many solutions from a lot of the politicians. And at the end of the day, this is a very complex matter. There is a lot covered in that document, covering more than just business. It's around movement. It's around so much more than just business. And so for us, Northern Ireland is such a small economy, Stephen. You know, 98% of businesses employ 20 people or less. We are so vulnerable in the sense that any major kick to our economy will have a severe impact on
okay.
our people.
So let me walk through some of what's in that deal, Tina, and get your view on it. So if Northern Ireland, if goods in Northern Ireland have to adhere to the regulations consistent with the EU, unlike the rest of the UK, so England, Scotland and Wales wouldn't have to do that, goods in Northern Ireland would have to be compliant with EU regulations. How is that fair?
So currently, all goods in Northern Ireland that are going to the EU, that are going to those countries, already have to be compliant.
But we're in the EU at the moment. Once we leave, we would not be consistent with the rest of the UK.
But, Stephen, all goods have to be compliant with any market they go to anyway. That is not a problem at all for the business community. And in fact, what you'll find if you read the document is that most of the legislation within the UK is actually staying aligned to the standards of the EU. This isn't something that's going to change how we work across the UK on the 31st of March. Most of it is all staying aligned to the standards of the EU. Most of the businesses in GB will want to continue to trade with the EU. Therefore, not much change.
Okay, so the EU decide to bring in some regulation, all right? You know, a bendy banana, all of those type of things that we've heard of before.
Yes.
And the United Kingdom government say, well, that's crazy, we're not doing it. the United Kingdom government can decide that it's not being done in England, Scotland and Wales, and yet businesses in Northern Ireland will have to adhere to, if it is so, some crazy law dreamt up in Brussels.
So let's say it's a bendy banana. That means that we can send all of our bendy bananas to GB and go with the other bananas to the EU. We have the choice. We will be trading across both. And actually, what you'll find is, in GB, that if the EU want bendy bananas, that the businesses in GB will want to supply those, because it is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, market in the world. So businesses will adjust as we do, depending on what nations want in terms of trade deals.
So is the Federation of Small Business saying this morning that the DUP have got this wrong and that this deal is an opportunity for Northern Ireland?
Federation of Small Business and our members have told us categorically that this is an opportunity for Northern Ireland. And what has also been said loud and clear is we cannot get to the end of March with no deal. That would be catastrophic for our province.
Do you think this is a game changer for Northern Ireland?
I think, yes, absolutely. In terms of what it could do to our economy if we don't get this right, it absolutely could be. And we don't really appreciate the political grandstanding on this. And every time there's a change and people don't get what they want, this political throwaway around the ideological constitutional questions, because that's not fair on the people across the United Kingdom, that every time we get an agreement, somebody throws out, well, therefore, you're not loyal to the Union or to United Ireland. Once they go down that road, they're in serious danger in Westminster of becoming like a Northern Ireland political system where we've nobody representing us and nothing going on.
If this deal doesn't go through, do you think it'll cost jobs?
Absolutely. We already know that. And if you look at the
reports, what do you already know? Spell it out.
Well, we look at the reports. Reports have been done to say, and different business organisations have different reports which show the impact on the economy if there is no deal. And it is billions of pounds. And I will remind you, we are a very small economy. Depending on your definition, we're only about 50 billion. We are tiny, and any impact like that would be hugely concerning. Remember, in Northern Ireland, we have the highest levels of poverty. We have the highest levels of deprivation. We're still recovering from what was 40 years of conflict, and hence business didn't grow as fast as it would have. We are all responsible in this place to protect jobs and businesses, because people don't deserve to go through any more heartache in this place.
Tina, thank you very much indeed.